This morning, the message I would like to share with you, brother and sister, is running from God. We'll read this passage later because it's a rather long passage. It's Jonah 1, chapter 1, 1 to 17. So the question is, are you running away from God right now? It may be a minor issue that God has been telling you to do something, but you have not done that yet. Or maybe a major issue. There's a major decision you have to make, but you try to shy away. You try to run away. God is directing to do one way, but you have been hiding yourself from that direction. I think as Christians, for minor or major issues, we have been running from God many times before. Why do we run from God? Why do we not follow what God's directed us to do? Maybe it's very hard to give up emotionally. Or it's very difficult to do. You're scared. Or simply, you have doubts about God's direction. Is He right? Maybe He's directed me to the wrong directions. I have my own view. My view is different from God's. So there may be many reasons why you may be disobeying God or just simply go the other way. So this morning, we'd like to share this message from the prophet Jonah. Jonah is famous for being a prophet that runs away. And from his example, let's learn about running from God. Lessons we can glean from running from God. I'm going to break this message into five parts. Running from God, self-consolation, disciplined by God, hurting oneself, hurting others, and then deep reflection. So the first passage, first part is 1, 1 to 3. Could I ask brothers and sisters to read that together? Let's go. Thank you. So the passage is saying that, first, who is Jonah? As many of you know that Jonah is a prophet. He's a prophet of the northern kingdom. At that time, the kingdom, the nation of Israel, has already been divided into two parts. The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. And this happens to a prophet that belongs to the northern kingdom. And where's this Nineveh? This is the capital city of Assyria. And what is Assyria? This is a country who has been opposing enemy of Israel, the northern kingdom, for a long time. So what does God do? God instructs Jonah to tell this Nineveh, saying that you need to repent from your wickedness, otherwise your city will be destroyed in several days. So what did Jonah respond? He ran away from God. He went to a city, you can see from here. Jonah, Nineveh, is on the eastern side, northeastern side. And then instead of going to the northeastern side, he went to the west. He first found a ship in Joppa, and then took the ship, paid the fare, and go to another city called Tarshish, which is in the coastal area of Spain. At that time, most people think that Spain is the end of the world already in the western part. So he's heading from one direction, the opposite direction, to the other side. So Jonah was disobeying God. Not just disobeying God, he goes the opposite direction. Why did Jonah do that? I think if you understand the context, because he's a patriotic prophet. He loved his kingdom, his northern country, his Israelites, with the war. And he was very happy that Nineveh may be destroyed. But now that this enemy, the chance of being destroyed, is going to be destroyed by himself because God is going to ask him to ask these people to repent. So he said, I will not do that. How can I help my enemies? So his patriotism override his theology. He said, I will not do that because I would like to see these Assyrians die so that will be one of the major enemies of a kingdom will be gone. So he did not want to obey. I just want to help you imagine the context here. Just like, for example, we're during the World War, the Second World War, if I'm Chinese, and if God asks me to go to Japan, Tokyo, Toyota, to go to Tokyo, and start warning the Japanese, you need to repent. So I would not want to do that, because Japanese is invading China and causing a lot of casualties and suffering to the Chinese. Being a patriot of China, I would not want to help my enemy. So that's the same feeling. And Jonah was running away from God. Are you running away from God? Are there some minor or major things that God has been instructing you to do, but you have been just going to the other direction? Years back at CIU, our seminary here, there's one sister who studied here. She studies missions. She wants to be a missionary. She said, after finishing her classes, after graduation, she told God, I would like to be sent as missionary to any part of the world. So God sent me, whether it's Africa, Middle East, suffering, danger, there's no problem. I will die for you. I will suffer for you. I will just reach out to share the gospel to the unreached people. But except one country. All the countries send me, you can send me anywhere in the world except one country. Guess what country is? Japan. Don't send me to Japan because I hate the Japanese. Because Japanese has caused a lot of suffering to our fellow countrymen. So don't send me to Japan. Anywhere in the world, you can do that. When he prayed deeply about her destination of mission field, one day, when she read the newspaper, all that popped up in her eye is Japan. And when he talked to her fellow students during a conversation, casual conversation, all that popped up is just Japan. So she said, God, are you kidding me? I don't want to go to Japan and you talk me to go to Japan. No way. She did not want to follow. Just like Jonah. The second point we talk about is self-consolation, which is still in 1:3 and 1:5. Could I ask the brothers and sisters to read together? Let's go. But Jonah ran away. So he disobeyed God, he ran the other direction. Instead of going to the east, he go way west. Initially, he thought everything is fine. Disobeying God doesn't have any cause. Because it seems very smooth. God did not send an angel to stop him. So he was able to run very quickly. And he was able to reach, go closer to the city in the west, Joppa. And he was able to find a ship. Everything seems to be very smooth. And he was have money to pay the fare. So he went on the ship because maybe he got too tired running. He was feeling deep asleep at the bottom of the ship. Self-consolation. So brother and sister, are you disobeying God? Maybe you find that everything is fine so far. My wife is going well, as usual. Maybe God is giving me an exception. My exception. Or maybe just God forgets. Maybe let time go and then maybe that will pass away. Everything is going so smoothly. Let's look at 4:10. Disciplined by God. Alright? Hebrews 12 says, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves. If you are so loved by God, he will discipline. Surely, while he was sleeping at the boat, inside the boat, something happened outside. There was a big storm. The storm was so serious that the sailors did not know how to do, what to do. Let's read that together, please. Let's go. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea. Thank you. while he was deeply sleeping at the bottom of the boat, what happened? The wind rose, great wind on the sea, such violent storm that it threatened the ship is going to break up. The sailors, in order to rescue the ship, they threw away all this precious cargo that they've been carrying, all throwing on board, off board. It's trying to help the ship not sinking, but it's not helping. So at that time, and they find that Jonah was still sleeping. So they say, what are you doing? Why don't you pray to your God? Maybe because your prayer will not be perished. So they throw a lot of precious cargo to the sea. Brother and sister, you think that things seem to be going all right. But God will discipline those He loves. There will be something that comes. God needs to get your attention. Maybe there will be a storm circling you right now. But God is shaking you and asks you to think, reflect once more. What are you doing? So let's have it. Let's read that together. 7 to 9 and 10. Let's go. Then the sailors said to each other, come. The sailors were so nervous, they said, what are you doing? They cast lots and see who was at fault. And then surely, the Lord came to Jonah. And Jonah was very brave. He said, it's me. There's no doubt it was me. That was I. Because I run away from God. So I am responsible. So the sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, what should we do to you? They said, pick me up and throw me into the sea, and it will solve the problem. The sea will calm. But instead, the men did their best to row back to land. But they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. So brothers and sisters, if you're insisting on going your way, going to the opposite direction compared to what God instructs you, God may send a storm. It's going to hurt you. I'm not saying that all the hardship, all the sufferings you're suffering from is because of your disobedience. Maybe other things. But if you are being trapped in something, this is unusual. It may be a good time to reflect. Are you running away from God? If you are, if you keep insisting on doing that, it will hurt you. Not just it only hurt you. You also hurt people around you. You're hurting yourself, it's hurting others. Just like Jonah. He thought he was can escape, but the big storm came. Not just he was himself as a threatening storm, but even the sailors, all this cargo, this ferris cargo, were thrown off board. I like to watch movies a lot. I don't know whether you have watched this movie before. It's called The Places in the Heart. Anyone? Pastor Tom, Simu also. It's a very good movie. In fact, at that time when this movie was made, it was nominated as the best picture for Oscar, one of the competing nominees for Oscar. If you like, watch that. It's a talk of a story about the early 20th century of America. We talk about the rural life of America at that time. We talk about the racial tensions, we talk about the hardship during the Great Depressions, people raising cotton and all. This talk about the lady here is called Sally Field. It's a famous actress. And she was a widower. She was a widow. And she has to brought up the children, two children, by planting cotton in her field. So the story is talk about this struggle, this hardship of this rural life of the rural Americans at that time. And besides that, it also have all the things around there. So it's a very rich movie, talk about the living lives. Now, as a side story, the story talk about two other couples. These two other couples happen to be very good friends, especially the two ladies. the two ladies are very good friends. Unfortunately, one of the husband actually was a womanizer. She always liked to play with women. So she tempted. She tempted the other woman, that is the wife of another husband, and they commit adultery. But to him, it was nothing serious because it was just rumorizing everywhere. But to the lady, it was a big struggle. Because this is the husband of a very close friend. And also, she was Christian. She went to church every Sunday. So every Sunday when we listen to the husband and that deep struggle of herself being in a sinful situation, she struggles. She knows it's not right because God tells her you should not commit adultery. Not just that, but also she hurt her friend, her very close dear friend. But she could not give up. That emotional trap, the emotional attachment, it was so strong, she could not give up. She could not give up this adulterous relationship. She was struggled every week, especially when she went to church. There was a deep struggle. So what happened? One day, there was a big tornado came into a city. She was a teacher. So what happened? In order to protect all the children, she asked the children to rush to the hiding place and protect them. And luckily, no one got hurt. But when she arose from the hiding place, what happened? The school was no more. Nothing left. The whole school was wiped away by the tornado. To her, this message from God to her was a big warning. So, brothers and sisters, if you keep insisting on going your way, it's going to hurt yourself. Not just yourself, but also others who are around you, who you may love deeply. The good story about this part is later on, she repents. She asks her husband, without disclosing what happened, she asked her husband, let's move. Let's move to another city, find another job. I don't want to be here. Her husband said, what's wrong? We've been doing well while here. What's wrong? No, just move. She wanted to get away from this relationship that displeased God. So, brothers and sisters, if you are trapped in some situation, in a storm, maybe it's a good time to reflect. Are you obeying the will of God? Or are you running away? Are you running away from God? So there was a big tornado that destroyed the whole city, whole town, included the school that she was teaching in. Alright? Let's read 14 to 16. Let's read together. Then they cry out, surely, when they cried out to the Lord, he said, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. They tried very best. They already tried to row the boats back to the coast. They tried to throw all this precious cargo aboard. But it was not going to help. The wind getting wilder and wilder. And finally, in fact, they got a permission already. Jonah said, throw me offboard. But these men are good people. They don't want to sacrifice innocent people's mind. So there's no. They keep trying. It was not helping. So what happened? Then pray to God, please forgive us. And they really throwed Jonah offboard. And what happened? The sea calmed down. On one hand, I praise those sailors. Those sailors are good men. Good people. They don't want to kill innocent people. That's good. I also praise Jonah because this person has guts. Because he took personal responsibility. It was I who disobeyed God. That's why it caused all this wild wind. So just throw me off board. You solve your problem. And he took personal responsibility. He's a brave man. But he's a foolish man. Stubborn. Very stubborn. He said, I'm going to resist God's will, even if it means I died. In fact, he does not have to be in this situation. A very simple solution at that point is what? He just knelt down. God, forgive me. And then right away, the wind will subside. The boat will be still the same boat. And the sailor will see the big miracle. When once he knelt down and prayed, the sea calmed down. No. I want to resist God. Even if I need to die. This is a very stubborn person. Are you a very stubborn person? He said, God, I don't buy you. Your idea is no good. Don't impose your will on me. Now you are God. I can't help. You are God. You are a great God. I'm just a man. But at least, I use limited power to resist you, even if it means death. Are you desked up? Just keep running away and being very stubborn. And this is a stubborn person. He's willing to sacrifice his life in running away from God. So what happened? God did not let him die. He thought, death will finish all the story. Everything is finished. I will die as a patriot. And then the sea will calm down. The sailors have no problems. But God did not let him die. And God instead sent a big fish, a whale, and swallowed him down. For 3 days and 3 nights. So, deep reflection. Ask brothers and sisters to read together. 17. Let's go. So God sent Jonah to swallow. The big fish swallowed Jonah for 3 days and 3 nights. Imagine you're Jonah. If you're in the stomach of the fish, how would you feel in these 3 days and 3 nights? I feel very bad. First, it stinks. It must be smelling not very good, right? Inside the stomach of the fish. And there's also 3 days, 3 nights, no food. You cannot pull the fish meat and then eat. No, you cannot do that. You cannot drink either because it's salt water. It's not going to heal your thirsty. So it's no water, no food, and also what? It's all dark. No light at all. For 3 days and 3 nights. Why? God wants Jonah to think. Brothers and sisters, are you trapped in a situation where you're getting nowhere, you don't see the light, you're hungry, you do not feel fulfilled? Everything seems to be short of something. You're struggling. Why? Maybe God is asking you to think. Are you heading the right direction? Or are you disobeying me? Jonah in the stomach of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. Hello, I need a passage like Romans 8:28. Can I ask you to read that together? Let's go. God allows this to happen because God actually works one thing to many ways to help many people at the same time. On one hand, he wants to let Jonah in the fish to think, to meditate, to reflect what he's doing. On the other hand, as you know, this is actually a type. As you know, in Matthew, Jesus himself referred to this incident, right? Let's read that together. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers actually it was a prophecy. Prophecy of what? Jesus' death and resurrection. 3 days and three nights. So God is killing several birds with one stone. On one hand, by being swallowed, Jonah being swallowed, that it teaches Jonah a lesson. At the same time, it creates a type, something that will happen very important down the road, that Jesus will die 3 days and nights, and it rose again. At the same time, we can see that although this sailor seems to be trapped, their precious cargo is gone, but was God was kind. These people suffered not just for no reason. Because of this incident of suffering, big wild storm, what happened? They recognized there's a true God. They sacrificed to Him and make vows to Him. These Gentiles, these people who did not belong to the chosen people, got a chance to know about this true God and worship Him. So God do many things at the same time for those people He loved. I asked myself, God, why are you so insistent? Why don't you just choose another person? In human resources management, in business school, we said that this man is not qualified. He's not motivated. If he's not motivated, you are using him. Fire him. Get another one. Why did God insist on using him? Not God want to impose His will on him. God wants to do it for Jonah's benefits. That's the eventual goal, is to benefit him. Because in Jonah, there's something that's untouchable. This hatred. That hatred. That's follow him. That's not complete. God wants to push him. You have got to break that for your spiritual completeness. So I want to send you because that's the very reason I want to send you. Because deep yourself, in yourself, you have this deep hatred. It's to benefit you, Jonah. Brothers and sisters, are the things that serve you from being bored? You even question God's will. You make a mistake, God? That's not what I want. You even question God. Are you smart enough to give me this will? Or you make a mistake, God? God said, son or daughter, I want this actually for you, not for me. I want you to go, not for me. It's for your ultimate good. You may not see that yet. Maybe something that's very hard to give up. Maybe something that's very difficult, but I assure you, if you're willing to go, I'll go with you. Trust me. Go. It's for your good. I mentioned about this CIU student, this missionary, this lady, this sister. She resists, God, you can send me anywhere in the world. I can be missionary. I can die for you in the Middle East, the dangerous place, or poor countries like Africa. Don't worry, I'll go. Except one country. Where the country? Japan. And that day, all she said in the newspaper, it popped up Japan. When you talk to friends, all about Japan. So God, are you kidding me? I don't want to Japan. You want to go me to Japan. It was raining outside. Was raining very hard outside. And she was, just like Jonah, in the belly of the fish, keep praying, praying. She was resisting. And it was raining outside. And finally she gave up. Say, God, you are God. I got to obey. So, okay, you send me to Japan, I'll go to Japan. Although I don't like it. I'll go to Japan. So what happened? When she finished her prayer, the rain stopped. And interesting, outside, looking out the window, she saw a rainbow. To her, this is the rainbow covenant. God is sending a signal to her, go, my daughter, go. And she went. She went to Japan. You don't know what? It turns out she loved the Japanese. after ministering to this, she loved the Japanese. And all this deep hatred, this hatred was gone. She loved the Japanese. She became a very faithful missionary in Japan. Brothers and sisters, are you resisting God's word? Are you running away from God? Minor things or major things? Trust and obey is for your good. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, and thank you for giving us a Sunday worship to worship. You are the mighty God. Not just your mighty, your all-knowing God. Not just your wisdom. Most important, no, you love us. You are God, a loving God. You love us. Sometimes you direct things that we don't want to do. But you insist. Not for your good, your glory. Actually, you want to benefit us to help us complete as you are complete. We thank you. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.